Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education held a first reading of policy revisions at the Monday night Board of Education meeting regarding the Title IX personnel and Title IX process. Title IX is a federal law enacted in 1972 that protects individuals from discrimination based on sex in education programs or activities, including state and local educational agencies. The first reading states that no person shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any educational program or activity operated by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. School board member Debbie Carey.
The amended version, currently what we're trying to do is put into place the policies and procedures to protect anybody against discrimination, intimidation, or bullying that is sexual in nature.
The first reading for filing a complaint under Title IX states that discrimination on the basis of sex may sometimes include discrimination based upon marital status, pregnancy, parental status, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, gender expression, or association with a group or person with one or more of these actual or perceived characteristics. Carey discusses the path towards implementing it as policy.
First read, and that's where the public gets it, but the public's invited all the way along. But that's where their first chance to speak out is during that first read, which is what occurred the other night. And then it goes to a second read as an action item. And there again, the public will be able to speak out. We, as a board, would make amendment, or there's always the possibility that it would get kicked back to the Policy and Procedure Committee for refinement. It is after that meeting that we are able to implement the policy. The policies that we're currently working on, we've been working on since February and March.
U.S. News and World Report states the U.S. Department of Education began work to rewrite Title IX campus sexual misconduct rules with a week-long hearing. According to the report, the president signaled interest in tackling discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. More details, visit RadioKenai.com. A University of Alaska Fairbanks professor is joining a team of scientists working on the next mission to Venus. At least 500 million is speeding towards Earth's sister planet. NASA approved a new unmanned mission to study Venus as part of its Discovery program, and UAF professor Robert Herrick will be a co-investigator of the science team of a mission called Veritas. Herrick said scientists aren't far from a new discovery about Venus's version of plate tectonics, which on Earth is the pieces of crust moving next to each other. He told Alaska's news source,
"We don't have plate tectonics like on Earth. And so what Venus exactly has instead, we're right on the cusp of figuring out."
Herrick hopes this mission will give a more solid answer about that in Venus's history.
There's some people that think that Venus may have been habitable for sort of the first two-thirds of the solar system history.
Veritas won't be Herrick's first time working this closely with the planet. He worked on the Magellan mission in the 1980s as a student, the last time NASA went to Venus.
Venus and Earth are almost identical in terms of their kind of gross properties, and yet Venus is completely uninhabitable and Earth is the cradle of life.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks says that his other responsibilities involve overseeing the process of archiving and releasing the mission data to the public. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.